You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Monday was scheduled to be an historic day in Cartagena, Colombia, with the signing of a peace accord bringing to an end more than 5 decades of hostilities between the Colombian government and rebel forces belonging to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Among the world's leaders and senior diplomats in attendance was the Cardinal Secretary of State of the Holy See, Pietro Parolin. Several Catholic aid and development agencies, which have been active for years in Colombia, have issued a statement welcoming the developments and looking forward to the next step in the peace-building process. We spoke with Claire Dixon of CAFOD, the UK Catholic Development Agency.
For many years, CAFOD, along with all of the aid agencies in the Caritas family and also the Catholic Development Agency's family, called CIDSE, have been supporting work with the church in Colombia throughout the last decades. I mean, I've been involved in CAFOD for almost 40 years now. And as you can imagine, in those 40 years, we have seen nothing but civil war, death, destruction, disappearance, violations of human rights, refugees, internally displaced people. So this is a hugely important day. If everything goes to plan, the peace accords are signed as they're being planned to be signed today. And of course, to follow up, there needs to be a ratification in the referendum, which is being held on the 2nd of October, so that all of the people of Colombia can take part in what will be an end, hopefully, to more than 5 decades of civil war. The church has been a really important advocate for peace throughout this time, and it's really symbolic that this morning in Colombia, people will be waking up to the date of the peace accords, and it's being set off by a mass which is being held in the historic church of St. Peter Claver, San Pedro Claver, who is the Jesuit saint, the first monk to be canonized in Latin America. His church is in the historic city of Cartagena, and mass is being held there this morning with the president, alongside the leaders of the FARC guerrillas, with John Kerry, Ban Ki-moon from the United Nations, President Castro from Cuba. I mean, it is a hugely significant day, but it's the beginning, really, of a whole new period. And of course, I guess the peace accords themselves are the easy part. Building peace is going to be the real challenge, because 50 years of war breeds an intolerance. It breeds responding to violence with violence. And people are being called by the church to reconciliate, to forgive, to look forward to a new peaceful future in which there will be proper political participation guaranteed for all sections of society, where there'll be an end of hostilities, where the government and the FARC guerrillas have committed themselves to really important reforms in rural development, transitional justice, getting rid of illegal drugs. And of course, the FARC guerrillas have been one of the major drug traffickers in the country. So there's huge hurdles to overcome, and so we can only pray that peace will prevail, that people in a week's time will be able to go to the polls to give their verdict on the peace accords. But there are many obstacles in the way. There are still people who are campaigning for a continuation of the war, and being from Britain, I can tell you that we can't really foresee what the outcomes of referendums are going to be, because, of course, we had our own Brexit referendum here a number of months ago, and nobody imagined what the outcome would be. But people in Colombia, I think, will take an informed vote, a free vote, and hopefully they will vote for peace, a peace which the church has been working for and pursuing for decades now, and which the church will be giving its blessing to.
That was Claire Dixon, the head of CAFOD Latin America, speaking with me, Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.